On its fourth birthday, Florina put the little prince on a horseback for the first time. Only in a dream, as she somehow managed to get into one of his dreams, and as it happens in a dream, he rode as if he had been riding ever since and jumped over the highest hurdles as if he was a born rider. In any case, Prince Watchernot had something miraculous at him. He not only was supernaturally gifted, he also grew up incomparably fast, and his true age didn't comply with his real lifespan. How could it happen that he became a teenager in less than 2 years Earth time? He seemed to be in negative correspondence with his father, who grew older as fast as the little prince blossomed. To be correct, Prince Watchalot would have grown older if the doctors had let him. However, they didn't. Prince Watchalot became updated instead and complied with the latest standards of medicine. Whatever there was on innovations, bionic implantations, organ transplantations, and the like, he caught it. His former crippled legs and arms had been replaced by regular and functional bionic replications. His destroyed heart replaced a pump. Lungs, arteries, kidneys, even vast parts of the brain had been replaced. After all, only an image of his former being had been left. Inside, he was totally reconstructed and restored. His renovation didn't do him any good. His character changed from bad to worse. Had he been boiling with rage occasionally in former times, he now became a cruel tyrant. The whole court shivered and shook when he raced in roars. And that happened almost daily now. Luckily, the little prince was on his own by now and able to avoid contact. In fact, he spent most time with his mother in the Sunna Palace on the moon. Prince Watchalot didn't like the summer palace on the moon. He preferred to be with his mistresses on Earth. Except for Prince Watchalot, he was unable to produce proper semen anymore. Unfortunately, because of his lost identity. As most of his parts were now strange implantations, he had become genetically imbalanced. At least that was what the doctors told him, as he realized his sterility after several months with his mistresses. Up there to the moon, some of the ponies were led to train in the fast hall of fame and honor, where Prince Watchernot installed a kind of stable. Florina taught him at best she could, and as the three star maids continued to take care of him, he learned a lot from Arundel and her magic bow. However, time went on for the star maids too, in fact much slower but still, and brought about changes in their lives as well, and the visits became lesser and lesser. The rescue program the star maids had betted on didn't comply with the expectations, at least not in the long run. Scholasticus Leibold, the brain on this side, doubted in the meantime publicly whether they had taken the right measures, especially though if it came to the long-term endurance. And he dared to question his descendant General Armiles whether or not he had cheated them and hadn't told them the truth about the artifact's motivation. That was why Scholasticus had contacted Walter, the keeper of the magic stone, and asked whether he could help by looking at the situation with his own eyes. Walter, good-natured as he was, couldn't say no, and tried his best. Had he by then only known the consequences. However, nobody could even imagine the upcoming evil, and if nobody would have taken such signs serious, not as they were. Had Scholasticus only foreseen what he forced Walter to do, he wouldn't have touched the matter, but he couldn't see anything more important than the rescue measures for the world of Leptopia. It was, after all, the world of theirs, and the world of their descendants. Perhaps he would have looked for a less stony way anyway, if he only had known. And the black shade of great evil might have been avoided that arose and overshadowed Walter's existence from now on until doom, death, and agony. However, Scholasticus couldn't yet overcome his own nature. He was still a child of his time, as most human beings are. Only the least are sometimes blessed and chosen, like the star maids of the Advisor. Chapter 4. Bad News. The morning grew grave about the sea, while a feathered sky messenger emerged on the horizon and aimed towards the far mainland. There the birds were up already to welcome the day with their choir, even though most beings of the dark already lay lazy in their caves and nests and shelter, some well-fed, others with aching guts, but tired anyway from the nightly race. That night had been different from others, and the flying messenger had to do with that. Walter, the giant kangaroo, spread the rumor of the star maid who had come from great distance and had found her way to, as she was familiar with animal talk. The news spread about like a bushfire in the outback, came by the wood kangaroos to the possums, and Pooty, Walter's little friend, spread it amongst the whole giggling flock.
Hmm.